This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to do more TikToks. I love Kuminga.
This is Kevon Looney. Welcome back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Take it away, Steiny.
Hey, Kevon Looney. By the way,
that's my guy. You leave him alone.
No, you're right. He's your guy. And the great, our friend of the show, James Daly.
Our man, JD.
Who looks at things from every angle, said last night in a text to me, how come, oh boy, Why doesn't anyone bring up Kevon Looney when they talk about him and Kerr's development of players? I think Looney was a great development.
And we have. I can remember you vividly saying that, but
they developed
said it 10
Kevon
other times.
Looney.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Jordan Poole. Jordan Bell.
I mean, you have to give him credit for those guys.
No doubt. Why would
not Jordan Bell?
It was a joke. I was damn, he got me tuned out. Okay. What'd you do during the break?
Went to the bathroom.
Evan brought in some cheese fries. I can't wait to do.
Yeah, I had one, but then that's it.
You're looking good these days.
I got some work to do.
But you need the biceps. You got to do is pump some air in your traps, your shoulders, in your.
How many minutes a week? Let's say or hours a week. Minutes or hours a week? Would you have to quote unquote lift?
Before you
see some results.
For you, I'm being real. And Grandy and that, you guys can laugh. I'm being real. You don't got to lift a weight. Do push-ups.
Okay.
Dude, Steiny, do 100 a day. You'll see the gains. I've seen your forearms from holding the golf clubs. Just get it up top.
So push-ups.
Push-ups. You don't got to leave your house. I do push-ups during every commercial of every sport game. My fat butt.
That's not a bad idea.
No, dude.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, here's
why I'm still hooping.
Let me ask you this. Just for kicks.
Look at Grandy, I don't like that you're laughing.
Just for kicks.
Go ahead.
So we have, hey Grandy, you know this. How many minutes of break do we have per hour per show?
Like 10 to 12 per hour.
So
dude,
during a 4-hour show, let's say I have 40 minutes of commercial break time.
That's 80 an hour. You could do 2 8 with 320 push-ups a day.
If every other
break. Oh, no, I said every break.
Like 20 push-ups.
Neal used to do them when I used to get out
there. He had a head start on me.
Well, you seen me do 50 over there. Didn't get paid.
I wonder if I could see results. Maybe what I'll do is I'll take a photo of myself without a shirt on.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, keep it on your phone.
All right.
No, but seriously, Steiny, pump some air in them things.
I know.
Hey, Grandy, real quick before we get back to it, we had a big World War II. I don't know what Kobe did to Evan and Steiny, but your thoughts when I tell you Kobe Bryant's on my top five list of all time.
I think it's pretty foolish, top five. He's one of the 15, 20 greatest players ever, but I don't think he's close to top five.
Now, why don't I get mad at him? Like, because
he knows
nothing
basketball?
Nothing personal going on there, huh?
No, I just don't think he's one of the five, maybe probably even 10 best players ever. It's like an incredibly difficult list to crack.
I agree.
Is LeBron on that list higher
yes.
than him?
Yes.
Then I'm mad at you. We'll talk after this. Okay.
LeBron is safely on that list.
He is.
Because you like him. Kobe just was he's who you think you are on
Boxer
air.
Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line.
Well, we got
Steiny got a weird shaped body. If he did some kind of compound lifting, it might help.
Oh,
don't you get
Steiny,
it?
Who is that?
I have a big ass. There's no doubt about it. I've got some. Listen, I'm from close to Philadelphia. I've got some Liberty Bell in me.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Look at Prev. Prev is Daniel TV for the third time today is super chatting with a $5 post Shaq. Would Kobe's career have been better if he had a teammate like Steph? Kobe never had a great offensive partner after Shaq.
He wouldn't have been able to play with Steph. We just said Lamar Odom.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have been able to play with Steph.
Lamar Odom was skilled, man. I'm sorry. Lamar Odom was, before the, he was perfect.
And before the break, you argued that he wasn't very good to give Kobe more credit.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Hey,
Lamar Odom was a dog, even in Miami.
Steiny, I always agree with you. We'll stop there.
Not to keep going.
But to say Kobe's not a top five NBA player of all time, I don't think he's a top five.
Wow.
And in fact, he's on the fringe of my top 10. Well, he just is.
He's a Jordan clone to me, man. And that goes a long, long way.
Matt, you played basketball. Educate guru. Well, I got to stop there. I can't. I've tried that for 7 years. Oh, boy. It's been a kind of a fun show. What, Evan? Hey, Evan, how do you know? Guru's still on the Kobe thing.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Okay. We are?
Let's get to Mallett. He says he has 3 trade proposals for the Warriors.
I got my
Come on, Mallett. Let's turn this thing around right here.
Well.
Mallett.
All right, that's good. It's a Malott.
Oh, Malott. How you doing, my man?
Thank you. I'm from Disco Bay. So I got 3 trade proposals.
Let's go.
One's more sound than the others. One would be go get Sabonis. We're already like in trade talks with Sacramento. Maybe we could get a Sabonis.
Okay.
All right. The second one would be to get a little bit older, get a ball handler. It'd be James Harden. We're feasting on some folks that are a little bit lesser than us. The third one would be to rectify the draft pick of getting Wiseman and go get LaMelo Ball. He's on the low. Go get him. He's a ball handler. He'll shift some things, and he might mix it up for the Warriors.
You know, wow. Malott, what I like about those are 3 good names, and they're said to be thinking about it.
But you hate Sabonis, the player.
Okay. I've said this a million times.
He stinks. Tell me what's changed.
But now you forget a lot of what I say. But
natural filter.
I don't like Sabonis, and I don't like the money he makes. However, I've said this before. There comes a point when you think a guy is so freaking lousy, and nobody wants him, and you realize he's not a bad player. I'm just not crazy about him. What I'm saying is, I think you could go get Sabonis if you wanted, but that's not going to be, I don't think people would like it.
Draymond probably would love it. He could be at the 4.
Now, James Harden's an interesting one to me because it's easy to say no.
Well, you know how fond of him I am.
With Evan saying, and rightfully so, you know, Steph can play too.
Oh, all day.
I'm not a system player. I mean, I am a system. Like,
the thing about
the Clippers are a mess.
The thing about Curry that's incredible is if you mention a player with baggage like a Harden, you'll hear a lot of, oh, God, I don't want Harden. No, no chance. He's too old, whatever.
Please.
But it's never, oh, no, he can't play with Steph. Yeah, he can. Everybody can play with Steph.
I mean, the dude's led the league in assists. Man, I just feel bad for James Harden right now. They are truly a F failure.
At 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line, would you trade Pods and JK for Zion? Yes, you would.
For the 20 games of Zion?
I mean,
You'd
have to try
it. That's like buying an old Cadillac with an engine and tranny about to go.
The problem with that trade is even if the Pelicans were like, you know what?
Yeah.
We're done with Zion. We like Pods. JK's got an upside. They're asking for picks. They're probably asking for picks.
You can't stay healthy, Steiny.
I know, but
his body's just not.
Right, but when they ask for picks, are you saying we can't do it? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's where I stop.
Okay, that's fair. Tom's in Sonoma.
Tommy.
What's up, Tom? How you doing, my man?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Hey, Evan. Happy ho-ho-ho, man. I'm sick and tired of talking about the same thing, and all the fans see it, but nothing changes. But I'll go down that road. Draymond, 8 turnovers out of 18. That's a 47% turnover, man. Not counting Jimmy or Steph, anybody else would have a DNP in the next game. When you're yelling at your players because you're making mistakes, you need to look at yourself.
That was a turn off.
I mean, it's happened, Tommy.
But he's
going to
be on good behavior, though, Goo. Right.
Go ahead, T.
Yeah, but, you know, look at this team and management holds his feelings more important than the team and the fans. And that is a bigger problem, guys.
Wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time, Tom.
Okay, so the holding Draymond's feelings over the team and the fans as if it's more important than his feelings than all the fans in the Bay Area is a big problem.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, because they can't bench him because he's going to act out. So what can you do? You can only trade him or you bench him. So the other problem that we have a crappy fourth quarter percentage, shooting percentage. If that doesn't change, we're not going to win games, guys.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you know what? And Evan brought that up before the show. Just about how, okay, Kerr settled on a starting lineup. That's not the issue. The issue is the closing lineup. And finding some consistency with the closing lineup. And I kind of agree. I wouldn't, like, had the Warriors started 9 different lineups in the last 9 games but used the same finishing lineup, I don't think people would care as much about the 9 starting.
But that's why I keep calling it tryouts. It's got every ingredient of the definition of tryout. At the beginning, the middle, the end.
Right.
And I do want to say something. I'm not calling Kerr on the carpet, but let's just have a conversation. And you're going to laugh or trick it up and be like, Guru, I don't care, and I don't care. Don't use that. But I'm just asking you and the Warriors, and I don't have the intel, but I do remember Seth Curry's game against OKC and his addition to the team, and I'm just wondering where he's been. And it could be injury. I hadn't read. I'm just curious as to why I was lathered up about Seth. We need shooting, and he's been MIA. I just your thoughts.
They have 14 names on the roster. 14. They can't all play. So, again, I'll come full circle and go back to the beginning of the show. And, of course, it's Steve Kerr's job to figure it out. But that's what we're trying to figure out. And if you think you know what Steve Kerr should do, I'm all ears. But he's said he's going to the lineup of Curry, Moody, Butler, Green, Post.
Not for 48
that's
minutes, partner.
Not even half the issue. The other half of the issue is, so what are you going to do? Play 9 more guys tomorrow night? Play 7 more tomorrow night? Play 5 more? Okay, only 5, then who the 4 is not playing? Do you know that right now? Do you want to try to play 14 in the first half and then tell me who plays well and I'll play him in the
how many teams
how
are
do
doing
you
that?
Want to start the process right now?
I just want, and it's going to be or sound unfair because this dude had some of the top tier talent Coach Kerr did at his disposal. But the bottom line is you got to set whatever number you got it at and ride with it.
Okay, that's fair.
Why
that's
have
all
we
I'm asking.
It? And you could say injury or some could say injury. But I guess what I'm asking, Stani, is I get the names you mentioned, but if he's your new addition or new toy, why wouldn't we see Seth? Why wouldn't he be one of the whatever number it is that night, that day? And I'm just asking. I'm not saying they would have won both games, but I'm like, man, here I am getting lightweight excited about Seth.
All right,
has a great debut against OKC, now it's like he's left.
Okay, so we need a sub looking down. There's Spencer sitting next to Curry. What do
but
you do?
But they both could play at different junctures in
okay,
the game.
So when you say that, then you want him to play 14 guys. There's no other way to put it. I mean, you want Melton to play, right?
No, Buddy could sit.
Okay, that's
like,
fine.
Seriously,
that's one
I love
guy.
Buddy Hield, but damn.
Okay, that's one
that's
guy.
That's all I'm talking about. Like, you get the major scholarship. Like, I'm just talking about for let's see Seth part 2, that's all. And it could be nothing, but damn, Buddy can't sit? Oh, he plays defense. They're all playing or trying to play D.
How many minutes does Buddy average?
I want to guess. Without looking at it, Stanley, I'm going to say 18.
That's not that is many. That
it? I think it might be 18.8.
All right. Well, that's it. You hit the buzzer, Peyton Manning.
18.8.
Wow, goo.
Like, I know you. He stunk, but I...
It's not a lot of minutes.
It isn't.
Yeah.
By the way, man, our guy Prev is drilling us with another super chat. I watched all the last 17 games. The problem with the closing lineup is that Kerr uses too many guards and goes small.
That's who we are.
Plus the turnover.
It's time we got 100 guards.
I know.
Man. Starts tomorrow, though. You did play Draymond on Lacob's comments.
Yeah, it was harmless.
Yeah, he read him.
He was scared.
Wasn't his
boy. He didn't want to stir.
No,
anything.
He's happy.
This should bother you.
Stani, do you really in your core, like right now, today, Wednesday, do you really believe this team has a chance of not making the playoffs?
Yes, of course. Of course, if that includes the play-in, yes. I mean, I don't think they'll finish 11th.
Right.
But of course. See, you're that, like, here's where people ask me, is he for real?
No,
is Guru really the way he is, or is it shtick?
No, please. What shtick would it be? What would you call it? Anyway, I'm being real.
I mean, I guess I'll have to. Okay,
they're better than what we've seen in 27.
So, Steiny, do you think it's possible that the Warriors won't make the playoffs?
Like, has that grown at 13 and 14? I knew that was your standard.
I think it's possible, yes, Guru.
Like, but that's growing, right? With every loss, you're like, I knew it. Because all of us at the summit, Shasky included, Spadoni, all of us said this team was a playoff team. Willard Gibbs.
I mean, look, they could still get 7 or 8 and make the playoffs.
But I had envisioned 4 or 5. And that's not off the table, but what do they got to play now? What in what clip?
And I can figure that out.
Okay, I want that.
How many games do you want them to win right now?
50.
Okay, they need to go 37 and 18.
Dude, it's just, that's just, wow.
What?
That's catching fire.
But they're getting a lot of practice in.
Hey, stop.
There's good news on the horizon with Al Horford.
If we had to rank offseason acquisitions being bad through 20, forget why the player's not there.
There's a worse one.
Who?
They played Kuminga. They paid a worse player than Horford 5 times as much.
He was on the team, so he doesn't qualify as offseason acquisition.
If you want to go ahead and say
that doesn't qualify.
Kuminga combined with Horford, the Warriors had the worst offseason.
I'm not laughing.
Come on, you got to laugh every once in a
funny.
While. Goo, would you like to play 14 guy? I'm not doing
that. You're having fun with that?
I am. It's funny.
But remember Gary Payton II and Steve Kerr last year go like, hey, we're going to experiment with 14 or 15. That was a theme last year.
Yeah.
But you forget about it. Now it's funny.
It's not funny. It's ironic. There's some irony there, I believe.
I watch Utah. Who did that? Dallas.
Okay.
And I was jealous. And I'm watching last night.
Well, those teams are
Knicks
both
will not
those
hang
teams
the banner.
Are both significantly no, not, worse than the Warriors.
It's the worst players are the guys. Their body types are what I want in Warrior Uno. That's how bad I'm down. I'm looking at bodies now. Like not who? Even the ball going in.
Give me some names.
George from Utah.
He's a guard.
Okay, but still, I'm just.
He's 6 feet.
A flag.
He's the number one pick in the draft.
Gafford.
He stinks and he's hurt.
Gafford play. What's the guy you hate that I like now?
Marketed.
I'm just like, at this point, I'm.
Well, Draymond told you not to trade for him.
Of course.
Because he played the 4. Oh, come on, Prev.
Some more bread?
Yeah, but you know what?
You got to read it. Don't get soft now.
Do you guys think the closing lineup would be better with Curry, Seth, Jimmy, TJD, and Poster? I don't, Prev.
That's a laugh.
You can't play Post and TJD together.
That's been my pleasure this year through 27.
What's that?
Is watching Post fight and play. And if you look at his three-point percentage was down at 31 or 32, I think it's up 35, 36. He can shoot. He's got a wetter. It's just I like watching him grow, man. He is not phased.
So you're gonna be what's a wetter?
Phrasing.
Oh, Is it? I just need 211.
So it's a guy with a jump shot?
Yes.
No, well, then he doesn't have one.
Kalina uses it.
Post, if a wetter equals a jump shot, Post doesn't have a wetter. He shoots a set shot. I know I'm being a stickler, but I've always been a stickler.
But
it's like Steph Curry does not shoot a jumper. Klay Thompson shoots a jumper.
But they're both shooters.
No doubt about it.
All right. They just do it differently.
Just be a little more precise.
You do understand.
Be more precise.
You can be in a three-point contest no matter how you shoot.
Next question.
Yes.
Has there ever been a jump shooter to win the three-point contest? I don't know.
Dame.
But he shot set shots.
Klay?
Did Klay rise up?
He lost, but he didn't win.
Did Klay like rise up, or was he?
I thought Klay beat Curry.
Remember?
Yeah, I'm just kind of asking, did Klay rise up like he would in a game?
How else would he shoot with his feet? He's going to shoot his shot.
Okay. Let me show you something.
I have a jumper.
Let me show you something.
You ain't shot.
You
got to
shoot five times. Yeah. This is a jump shot.
Is that why you go on your tippy toes every time you take a picture?
You raise up, and at the peak of your jump,
right,
you shoot.
But you don't
manipulate that. When you take 3-point shots, you take it off the rack, and you go like that.
Yeah.
Those are two different shots.
I understand. Okay. But if you're in a contest, you're going to shoot the way you do in game.
I don't know. Let me look at the film. I don't know how he shot.
God, I wish I could play you right now.
Can we please
foul you so hard?
Who gets this money?
Not us.
Who gets this money?
Remember I said it goes to the, what was the word, Snarty?
Our new boss.
Foet TV. I don't know if I'm doing it right.
Foet TV.
Devin the Uber. Oh, it's Devon in the Uber here. Goo is right. Kobe's a top five all time. And
my man.
Skull for, up.
Oh, rack him.
I have to read the typos. all time and skull for skull. He's better
skill
than MJ secret. Yep. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I know.
At the end.
It's off the court stuff. Stop. I got it. Guys, judgmental. Like you've never made mistakes.
We got a couple calls here. One's Jay in San Jose. It says if Kobe is so selfish, so is Steph. There's another call from Marv. He hates to agree with Steiny on Kobe, but Guru is wrong.
Oh, let's go to the first one.
I don't think either of them have a crack at it today.
I have no idea.
And Marv's been solid. You know what? Jay in San Jose, you got a minute. Jay in San Jose, you got a minute. Go ahead and rip Curry.
Okay. So before I rip Curry, let me just say something about Steve Kerr really quickly, is that he gaslighted by keep telling us we're just trying to win games. When he should be saying, we're just trying to win games my way.
All right.
That's the truth.
Wow.
Now, let's fast forward to Steph.
All right, got a minute.
I got a quick question.
Got a minute. Hustle up.
Okay. Right. If Purdy threw seven touchdowns and threw two interceptions, but we won, who would be the hero?
Purdy.
If Purdy threw seven touchdowns, three interceptions, and we lost by a touchdown, who would be the GOAT? Like, who would you blame?
Purdy.
Okay, same.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing with Steph Curry. He can hit 12 three-pointers, but if you look at the ones that he missed, the time he shoots them, and the turnovers that he makes, we keep talking about Draymond and all his turnovers, Steph makes the worst turnovers at the worst time, and now we'll fast forward to, or go back to when we played Cleveland and lost. He threw the turnover that caused Kyrie to hit the three, and he sat there and dribbled for 20 minutes with old Kevin Love on him.
It was 2016.
It was Jay in San Jose.
Appreciate it.
Let it go. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances. I should have gone to the caller who agreed with you. I'll start over because it's a Warriors Wednesday. It's brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment was also brought to you by Ceramani Ford. Hey, heads up, Bay Area. The Ford Final Days year-end sales event is on right now at Ceramani Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords, plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Mach-Es, Lightnings, and Super Duty trucks. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days. Ends on January 2nd, so you still got a couple weeks. Ceramani Ford, right off 280 or online at ceramaniford.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.